Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, November 21st. It looks like we're going to start off the day a little bit lower here. Summer corn down 2.5 cents overnight, 665 and a quarter. D-sweet down 9.75 cents at 793 and a half. And Jan beans down 0.75 cents at 1427 and a half. Beans were able to rally a dime off their overnight lows. We've got the dollar strong here this morning. It's up 74 ticks, 107.56. The crude oil is down sharply. It's down 304. It's about 20 cents off its lows right now. My guess with the crude oil down, we're going to be under some pressure here. The wheat got down to 788 and three quarters. If we do close December wheat under $8 anytime during this week, I think it's a bad sign. We've got good support in the corn at 650. If we close under that, it's a problem. Good support in beans at 14 bucks. If we close under that in Jan beans, it would be a problem. Did not see any export sales here this morning. We'll have export inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll get the crop ratings at 3 o'clock. I don't think there'll be any worse in the wheat. Obviously, corn and bean harvest virtually finished. But now we'll keep an eye on the wheat. It's still pretty dry out west, which is really the only problem out here. Brazil looks to be in good shape. Argentina's in much better shape. So we don't see any problems there. Obviously, this week we'll have a shortened session. We've got Thursday off for the holiday. We close it Friday at noon. So it's a little bit of a schedule change out here. And I just don't see anything particularly positive. We've got the funds still heavily long corn. We've got them long beans, oil, meal. The only thing they're short out here is the wheat. So, I think there's some question about, one of the funds going to blow out of these long positions. And I think those support numbers I gave you here a little bit ago are going to be a good clue. If we start closing under those levels, then I think we're going to see the funds blow out. So, overall, I think the Chinese are going to try to wait as long as they can to buy U.S. beans. They bought a fair amount, and we exported a fair amount last week. We've had two good export weeks out here, but I just don't see it continuing. I think the Chinese are really going to do their best to try to wait to get cheaper Brazilian supplies here in late January. So I really don't see anything particularly bullish out here unless anything changes around the world. The agreement was signed between the Russians and the Ukrainians, which put the pressure on wheat, but we'll see if that holds like we would like it to hold or whether there's going to be some Russian interference somewhere, somehow. We'll have to see. But overall, I'd say the general tenor of the market this week will be lower. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.